Nisechtes Nazir, Daf Samach, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Tesamah Beis, at the new Mishnah, the Gemara previously brought this Mishnah twice, number one on Daf Nun Heim Beis, as one of its rayas against the Shita of Chista regarding the din of a Nazir who became a Mitzari Mechlit, and number two on Daf Nun Zayin and Beis, and the Rush, Taisin and Mefarish all explain this Mishnah in detail on Daf Nun Heim Beis, and as they all say over here, Kvap Pirashti L'El. However, we will once again explain our Mishnah, and we will also add in other dinim specifically regarding the Kabbanis that a Nazir, a Mitzari, or a tummy mace that is a Nazir brings, which will all be relevant to today's Gemara, which we did not discuss when we learned this Mishnah on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis. So let's begin with the following few highlights. Number one, when a Nazir Vade completes his Nazir's period B'Tayra, he brings 3 Karbanis, a Chatas and Oila and a Shlamim, and only after he brings at least 1 Karban and has Rika Sadam can he shave his hair. Number two, if a Nazir became tummy mace, he forfeits any days that he already counted as a Nazir, as the Pasuk says, Vayam Mahari Shainim Yablu, and he also has to go through the following process. He first has to have the Hazos Mechatas of the Paraduma on day 3 and day 7, and then after going to the mikvah, he would then shave the hair of his head. And finally, on day number 8, he would then bring 3 Karbanis. He'll bring his Hasham Nazir and his Chatas and Eil Saif, and only after that process would he be able to restart the count of his Nazir's B'Tayra. As we already mentioned, even though someone that's Tameh Meis cannot eat Kachim, however, once this Nazir that became Tameh went to the mikvah on the 7th day and had hair of Shemesh, at that point he would be able to eat kachim, even though this Nazir still has a chiv to bring 3 Karbanis on day number 8, as the din that a Mechusah Kapurim cannot eat kachim only applies to those that were Tameh and they had Tameh Yitzhar La Megufai, and that includes a Zav Zava Yoledes and Mitzera, but does not include a Tameh Mace since his Tumah came from an extraneous source. Number 3, if Reuven became Mitzera Mechlit, then after he is healed, he goes through an 8-day process in order to become completely Tar, which is discussed at the beginning of Pashas Mitzera. He first takes 2 Tzipurim, he shechs one of them and he uses the live bird to spray dam and mayim on the mitzvah, and he then sends the second bird away and he doesn't shecht it at all. And although it sounds like these are kabbanis, since these are done outside of the Azara, so these aren't defined as kabbanis at all, and therefore, as we will see, there can never be an issa of chulin ba'azara if you do this process in a case where there's a suffix if someone is a mitzvah. After the mitzvah does this process with his birds, he would then shave off all of his bodily hair and then go to the mikvah. He would then have to wait 7 days, and on the 7th day he would once again shave off all his bodily hair and he would then go to the mikvah, and until that point he is still asti kachim since he is a mechusah kapurim and he's one of those defined as a person whose tumah is yaitzim imigufai like a zav zav and yaledes, and only after he brings his carbon oil v'yared on day number 8 would he finally be able to kachim. And finally on day number 8 he would be able to bring his kabanis. If he's an usher, he would bring 2 kvasim, one as an usham, one as an oila, and a kafsa achas l'chatas, as well as a mincha. And the kohen also takes from the blood of the kabbanis and the oil and places it on his right earlobe and on his right thumb and large toe. However, if he is poor, then he will only have to bring 1 keves as an oila, and he'll bring shtei toyrim, echad l'chatas ve'echad oila, as well as a mincha. Now certainly, as we will see on Daf Samach and Beis, if Reuven is a Nazir Vadai, and he's also a Vadai Mitzrayim Mukhlet, who was healed on the first day that he became a Nazir, and he also became a Vadai Tamei Meis, then he will require a minimum of 44 days to become completely tar and be able to eat kachim, drink wine, and be metamel meisim. The order that he must follow must always be as follows. The tire from Tsuras must be first. He then must go through the process of a Nazir who became Tameh Meis. He would finally restart his Nazir's period of Tyra and go through the process of a Nazir Tara who completed his Nazir's period. Therefore, in this case, this Nazir, who is a Mitzera as well as a Tameh Meis, would first bring his 2 Tziparim on day number 1 because he would go through the process of becoming Tar from Tsuras, and he will shave off all his bodily hair, and then he would have to wait a 7-day period. On day number 7, he would once again shave off all his bodily hair and go to the mikvah, and on day number 8 he would bring his kabbanis, and at that point he would be mutter to eat kachim as long as he already had hazaz gimel v'zayin of the mechatas of the paraduma and already went to the mikvah, and therefore is no longer a tamei meis. He would then go through the process of a nazir who became tamei meis, even though he already had the hazaz paraduma on day number 3 and day number 7, and therefore he's already tar and he's not tamei meis any longer. However, he would still have to wait another 7 days in order to be able to cut off his hair, as he already shaved off all of his bodily hair on day number 7 based on the fact that he was a Mitzera, and therefore he doesn't have any hair on his head, and the only way that you can have Taglachas is only if you have enough hair on your head, which takes a 7-day period to be able to grow to that share. And that point, on day number 14, Reuven would be able to shave off the hair of his head, and on day number 15 he would bring his Asham Nazir, his Chatas and Eil Saif, and restart his Nazir's period. And then finally, either on day number 44 or day number 45, ayin tesis on daf nun heyer beis, you complete his process by bringing a chatas as an oila and a shlamim, and then once again shaving his hair of his head, and only at that point would he be mutter to drink wine and be metamil mesim. Our mission now begins. Nazir shayi tami b'safik. If there was a vade nazir who had a question if he was actually tami mes or muchlut b'safik, and it was also a question if he became metzayer muchlut or not, and l'chira the case of a nazir who became tami b'safik is very possible, as there are many cases where a person could have a safik if he became tami mes or not. However, the shayl is, how could a person have a safik if he's a metzayer muchlut or not? If certainly a person only becomes a metzayer muchlut by a claim paskening, and if the claim paskening that he's a metzayer, so he's a metzayer, and l'chira there should be no case of a person who's a metzayer muchlut misafik. Both Taisis and the Rosh speak about this on Daf Nun Hey or Beis. However, the Yerushalmi gives a very simple case where both Reuven and Shimon came to a kohen in order to determine if they have tzaras, and the kohen actually paskened that Reuven is a metzayer muchlet and Shimon is tar lagamri. After the kohen made this psak, both the baharis and the simonim that Reuven and Shimon had disappeared, and at this point, no one remembers which one of them the kohen said was tamei and which one the kohen said was tar. And in this case, both Reuven and Shimon have a suffix if they are metzayer muchlet or not. And the Mishnah states that in this case, eichel b'kachim achashishim yoim, that Reuven could finally eat kachim after 60 days, meaning on the 61st day, v'shoyse yayinu metamel amesim, acha mei v'esim yoim, then he finally will not be a nazir at all after 120 days, and at that point he'll be able to drink wine and be metamel amesim. And we will explain this in a moment, and the Mishnah continues, she'taglachas ha'nega doichataglachas ha'nazir, that we know if a person is vadei metzayer, then when he comes to the point of going through the entire process of getting rid of tzaras, then he would be able to shave his hair, and even though he's being over on the Issa of Naziris, as the Pasuk says, Talo Yava Reishai, however, we say the concept of Say Dechalaisa Say, and therefore a Mitzera can shave off all his bodily hair even while he's a Nazir, Bizmachu Vade, but this is only when he's a Vade Mitzera, Ava Bizmachu Safik in a Decha. However, we don't have a klal that a Safik Asay is Decha Vade Loisa Say, and therefore, in this case, since Reuven is a Vade Nazir and only a Safik if he's a Mitzera Muchlet, so he has no right to go through the Mitzera process without always keeping in mind that potentially he's only a Nazir Vadai and not a Mitzera at all. Therefore, during any 30-day period where it's possible that Reuven is a Vadei Nazir and he's not a Mitzera at all, he cannot cut his hair as he would be Eivan de Issa of Talo Yava Reishai. So as we did on Daf Nun Hei and Beis, when explaining our Mishnah, we will only discuss how the Din of Taglachas applies to a Vadei Nazir who is a Safik Mitzera Muchlet and a Safik Tamei Meis. We will only discuss his Chiyuvim of Kabanais on Daf Samach Ben Aleph when the Gemara discusses this point. Let's go through the Cheshbon of our Mishnah. The first thing we have to know is if Reuven is certainly Tamei Meis and certainly a Mitzera, then certainly he has four separate Chiyuvim Taglachas, two during his entire process for being a Mitzera. We would have to shave his entire body, one for being a Nazir Tamei, and he would only shave his head, and one when completing his Nazirus Tatira, where he would once again only have to shave his head and not his entire body. Now in our case, if Reuven would want to start his entire process for being a Mitzera and shave his head and shave his entire body on day number one when he's healed from his Tiras, he certainly can't do so because possibly he wasn't a Mitzera at all. Since Reuven is certainly a Nazir, so there's an Issa Taglachas, and therefore Reuven has to wait 30 days in order to take into account that possibly he's only a Nazir and he's not a Mitzera Mukhlet at all, and therefore he has to wait 30 days until his Nazir's Tire is over, and at that point he can surely shave as Mimanushach. Number one, if he was a Mitzera, he could have shaved on day one, even if he was Tamei Meis. Number two, even if he wasn't a Mitzera and he was Tamei Meis, he can also shave immediately after he had Azos Mechatas on day 3 and 7 and went to the Mikvah. And number three, if he was only a Nazir and not a Mitzera and not a Tamei Meis, then he can now shave on day number 30 as he completed his Yemei Naziris D'Taira. Now certainly, if Reuven would definitely have been a Mitzera, then after he shaved his entire body on day number 30, he should be able to do his second Taglachas after his 7 days of Yemei Sifrei and should be done with his Taras on day number 37 and be able to bring his Kabbanis Mitzera on day number 38 and eat Kachim. However, as the Gemara clearly will tell us on Daf Samach Ben Aleph, Reuven still has to take into account that possibly he was never a Mitzera Muchlet, but he was a Tamei Meis, and then when he shaved his hair on day number 30, it was counted as shaving his hair as a Nazir Tamei, and he then restarted his Nazir's Tire period, and he once again can't shave for a full 30 days based on being a Nazir Tar. And therefore, Reuven has to wait an additional 30 days because during that period of time, he potentially would be cutting his hair as a Nazir Tar, and he would possibly be over the Issa of Talo Yava Reishai. However, on the tzad that he was a Mitzera, so at that point, after 60 days, he can do his second Taglachas for his entire process of Taras, and therefore, once he gets to day number 60 and shaved his body twice and brought certain Kabbanis that we will define in Daf Samach Ben Aleph, then at that point, he will immediately would be able to eat kachim on day number 61, and that's why the Mishnah stated oichel bekachim achas shishim yoyim, because even on the tzad he was a mitzer muchlub bevadai after day number 61, he's certainly allowed to eat kachim. However, at this point he could still not drink wine or be metamal mesim, as possibly he was a full fledged mitzer, and both of these taglachas that he did already on day number 30 and day number 60 were for being a mitzer, and therefore quite possibly Reuven did not yet accomplish completing the full 30 days of his Zeris period, as he was a mitzer until this point. And of course, we still have to keep in mind that at this point, there is still a possibility that Reuven is a Nazir Tamei, and even though he already had the Azav the Mei Paraduma on the 3rd and 7th day of his process, because otherwise he would not be able to eat Kachim after day number 60, however, Lemaisa, he still did not go through the process to Glachas and bringing of his Kabanis that a Nazir Tamei generally has to prior to beginning his days of Nazir's Betaira. And therefore, at this point, Reuven still has to wait 30 days in order to cut his hair, as even though there's a possibility that he's a Nazir Tamei, and really he should be able to cut his hair after 7 days, as we discussed in Hakdama. However, Lemaisa, he has to take into account that possibly he was not a Nazir Tamei at all, and therefore at this point he became a Nazir Tar, and he would have to wait 30 days in order to cut his hair, because if he cuts his hair within that 30-day period, he would be Ivan the Issa of Taloyava Rishai. And therefore, at this point, Reuven waits another 30 days, he would cut his hair, and at that point he would also have to take into account that possibly he was a Nazir Tamei and bring specific Kabanis. And since if he was a Nazir Tamei, he would actually forfeit any days of previous counting for his Zeris, and he would have to restart his Zeris count at this moment. Therefore, he has to wait another 30 days, and he'll have to wait until day 120 in order to do a fourth Taglachas, which certainly at this point would only be potentially for being a Nazir Vadai and a Nazir that was Tar. And finally, at that point, Reuven will be able to drink wine and be able to be Metamel Mesim. And as the Mishnah stated, Vishoisi Yain Metamel Mesim Acha Meyav Esim Yayim. And let's just keep in mind before we start the Gemara that the Gemara already discussed on Daf Nun Zayin and Beis that how could it be that he will actually cut his hair four different times if there's a suffix that maybe he'll be Ivan and Issa Duraisa of Leif Sakifu Pas Reishchem as he's cutting off his payas. And there are two different ways that we can understand our Mishnah. Number one, as Shmuel said, that the Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where there's a woman or a cotton that they don't have the Issa of Leif Sakifu Pas Reishchem, or as the Gemara stated, according to the Manda Omar, the Hakaf is called Reish, Leishma Hakafa, then there wouldn't be a problem either, since a Nazir has to shave off all the hair of his head, therefore the Issa of Hakafas Reish doesn't apply. However, this teretz really doesn't apply over here, since we're also talking about a case of a mitzera, and if a mitzera cuts off all the hair of his head and uses a razor, then of course it'll be over on the Issa v'leisashkes as pa'asakanecha, and in that case we can't say the kinds of Hakafas Karash Leishma Hakafa, as we're talking about shaving your beard with a razor, where that hefta doesn't apply. And therefore, in our Mishnah, Shmuel's teretz is the only teretz that really would apply, and it must be that our Mishnah is talking about a case of an isha and a katan, and possibly this is the teretz to the Gemara's question on Daf Nun Zayin and Beis, where the Gemara asked on Shmuel that why didn't Shmuel say it's talking about a gadol and hakafa is called rush leishma hakafa, and it could be because this teretz doesn't work out in our Mishnah, and that's why Shmuel doesn't use that teretz in that lishdu rishayna that we had on Daf Nun Zayin and Beis ayin sham. And our Gemara begins on Daf Samach ben Aleph Tana. We learned to the brisa b'med ramun b'nizirus mu'etes. Our Mishnah is discussing a specific case where this was a standard nizirus, it was stam nizirus is lamed yom, and that's why the Mishnah discusses a nazir who was a nazir badai for 30 days. Therefore, our Mishnah gave a cheshbin that this nazir who's a suffic tummy mace and he's a suffic mitzera muchlet would have to go through a taglachas process on day 30, day 60, day 90, and day 120. Av benazirus bashana. However, if this nazir was a vadin nazir who accepted upon himself to be a nazir for a complete year, then we just take all the dinim of our Mishnah and apply it to a year. So therefore, benegei kachim, he would have to double the time period and he would only be able to eat kachim after 2 years. And he would only be able to drink wine and be metamel mesim after 4 years. We already went through this cheshbin on Daf Nun Hamad Beis, and therefore we won't go through the cheshbin again at this point, but just keep in mind that all you have to do is plug and play. Instead of 30, 60, 90, and 120, you have to change it to 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and 4 years. This person who's a Vadei Nazir, but is a Suffolk if he's a Metzera Muchlet, and is a Suffolk if he's a Tamei Meis, would also have a chiev of cutting his hair, either his entire body, or the hair of his head, on 4 occasions, after 1 year, after 2 years, after 3 years, and after 4 years. And the Gemara continues, and as we mentioned, up until this point, the Gemara did not discuss which kabbanis this person would bring. However, the Gemara now brings a brisa of Batani Allah, and we learned regarding our Mishnah, Umagaleach Abot Haglachyes, that Reuven would actually have to cut his hair on 4 different occasions. And as we discussed in the Mishnah, since at this point, Reuven still has to be choshish that maybe he was only a Vadei Nazir, and he wasn't a Tamei Meis, and he wasn't a Metzera Muchlet, so therefore at this point, he can't cut off all of his bodily hair, including the hair of his head, in order to take into account that maybe he's a Mitzray Muchlet, because if he does so, he potentially being over the Issa of Talo Yava Rishai. Therefore, Reuben has to wait 30-day period in order to do his Taglachas Rishayna, but that Taglachas Rishayna, where he would cut off and shave off all of his bodily hair, including the hair of his head, we'd also have to bring certain Kabbanis on day number 31, and maybe Tzipayim V'chatas Ha'ay for Ilus Behema, he would bring two birds, which are the birds that he would generally bring at the beginning of his entire process for being a Mitzraya, which we mentioned, one is Shechted, one of them is not Shechted and is let go, as we discussed and we will see in a moment, that even on the Tzad, that he wasn't a Mitzraya Muchlet, and therefore he's not Chayiv to go through this process, there's no problem of being Tzipayim Al-Safik, because, of course, these Tzipayim, the Avodah was not in the Azara at all, and since the Avodah was Chutz Azara, so there's definitely no Issa of Chulim Ba'Azara, and that's why he could definitely bring these Tzipayim. Lemaisa, since at this point there's a Safik that maybe he was a Tummy Mace and he wasn't a Mitzraya, so at this point the only way that he could cut his hair, only if he brings the Kabbanis, then Nazir, who was Tummy Mace, would have to bring. Therefore, he would have to bring at least the Chatas Ha'if, as a Chatas Ha'if is one of the Kabbanis that could be Baal HaSafik. As we'll see in a moment, this Chatas Ha'if will be Azal Kfura, because Lemaisa, there's this potential that he didn't have to bring this Chatas Ha'if at all, since he was a Mitzraya Muchlet. Taisus brings down that this Nazir, who is potentially Tummy, should also be able to bring his Oilus Ha'if, as an Oilus Ha'if could also come out of Safik, and you could make a Tanai and say that if I'm a Nazir Tummy, then this Oilus should be for my Nazir's Betumah, and if I'm not a Nazir Tummy, then this Oilus Ha'if should be as an Adava. However, Taisus says that the Gemara would not require someone to bring more Kabbanis than they have to in order to do their Taglachas, since we have a Klal that in Gilach al Echad Mehen Yotza, therefore the Rabbanon only Misakin that you should bring one carbon, and in Misakin that you should bring a Chatas Ha'if and not your Oilus Ha'if. And the question still is that why would it be that you bring the Chatas Ha'if and not the Oilus Ha'if? Maybe you should bring the Oilus Ha'if and not the Chatas Ha'if. And if you remember, a couple of blad ago, Taisus actually brought down that possibly you would actually also bring the Oilus Ha'if, and the Chiddush of the Gemara is that you'd be able to bring the Chatas Ha'if also, because a Chatas Ha'if could be Baal Safik. There was no point for the Gemara to tell us that you could bring your Oilus Ha'if, as we always have a klal that an Oilus Ha'if could come as an Adava. And finally, since it's a Tzad, that although Reuben is a Vadei Nazir, but he did not become Tamei Meis, and he's not a Mesera Muchlet, therefore at this point, he only completed his process of being a Nazir Tar, and the only way that he would be able to cut his hair is only if he brings the Kabbanis that a Nazir Tar brings at the completion of the Nazir period. So therefore, he also has to bring at least one of those Kabbanis, and he'll bring an Oilus Behema, and he'll bring it Al Tanai, and he'll say that if I'm Chayiv an Oilus Behema at this point, because I'm a Nazir Tar, and I wasn't a Mesera Muchlet, I wasn't a Tamei Meis, and this Oilus should be for my Nazir's process. If either I was a Mitzray Muchlet, or I was a Tamei Meis, and therefore at this point, I'm not Chayiv an Oilus Behema, this Oilus Behema should be as an Adava. Once again, even though a Nazir who was a Nazir B'Tayra and he completes his Nazir's period has to generally bring three Kabbanis, he has to bring a Chatas Ha'il and Shlamim. However, even though he brought only one carbon, he will be able to shave his head at this point, as we stated before, in Gilach al Echad Mehen Yotza. And although the Gemara did not yet discuss the dinner of the Asham Nazir that was brought by a Nazir Tamei, however, the Gemara will discuss this closer to the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara continues to discuss the case of a Nazir who's a Vadei Nazir and is a Safik if he's a Mitzray Muchlet. Is a Safik if he's a Tamei Meis, and the Shaila is what type of Kabbanis would he bring at the point that he does his second Taglachas. Now, at the point that he does his second Taglachas, there are only two possibilities. Either he was a Mitzray Muchlet, and therefore this Taglachas is his second Taglachas, which is done at the end of his 7-day period, his entire process for being a Mitzray, and that would be at the end of Yimei Sifrei, or it's possible that he was never a Mitzray Muchlet, and potentially he was a Tamei Meis. Therefore, his first Taglachas was because he was Tamei Meis, then he had to restart his Nazir's period and had to wait a 30-day period for his Nazir's B'Tayra, and at this point he's cutting his hair based on the fact that he was a Nazir Tar and he's at the end of his completion of his Nazir's period. Therefore, Agamara teaches us Shnia, when this Nazir who's a Safik Mitzera and a Safik Tamei Meis would now go and do his second Taglachas at the 60th day. Or at this point, maybe Chatas Ha'if, he would have to bring a Chatas Ha'if, and Taisus and Rosh explain that this Chatas Ha'if will be for being a Mitzera, and even though a Mitzera at the end of his Yimei Sifrei has to bring three kabbanis, he has to bring a kevis for an asham, a kevis for an oila, and a kafsa achas for a chatas. However, that is only for a mitzraya who is an usher. However, since a mitzraya who is a dal and who is poor can bring a kevis for an asham and brings two tayrim or two bnei yoina, echad chatas for echad oila, therefore, in the case where he's a suffolk mitzraya, so the rabbanon allowed him to be mafker his nechasim and consider himself as if he's poor, and therefore all he would have to bring is one chatas oif in order to take care of his requirement, in order to be able to go and do his second taglachas. And as we mentioned before, Chatas Ha'if could be brought on a Safik, and it just can't be eaten, and it would be Azal Kfura. However, as Tais pointed out, the Gemara did not require him to also bring the Chatas Ha'ilah, even though it could be brought as an Adab. Dava, or as we mentioned from Taisu previously, possibly he would also be able to bring an Oilus Sa'if as well. And in addition, at this point, Oilus Behema, he would have to bring an Oilus Behema, as possibly he was never a Mitzray at all, and he was only Tameh Meis, and his original Taglachas was for being a Nazir Tameh, and therefore at this point he counted another 30 days as a Nazir Betaira, and he has to bring 3 Karbonis. However, just by bringing an Oilus Behema, that would suffice, because as we said before, Gilach al Echa Mishloshtan Yatza. And once again, since an Oilus Behema could come as an Adava, so therefore we tell him to bring an Oilus Behema and make a Tnai. Though we didn't mention this when we were talking about the first Taglachas, the same concept would apply, but the Gei of the Shlomim that a Nazir Tara brings, because L'chaira, a Shlomim could also come as a Shalmin Adava, and really we should require him to also bring a Shalmin Adava. However, since there's a Suffolk, therefore the Rabbanon said, all you have to bring is your minimum amount, and therefore they only require you to bring an Oilus Behema, and they did not require you to bring a Shalmin Adava. And again, according to this Teretz of Taisus, then the question is, why would the Gemara state that he has to bring an Oila and not a Shlomim, and L'chaira, the Rabbanon could have said that he has to bring a Shlomim and not an Oila. As we stated in the Mishnah, at this point, since he already did the Taglachas for being a Mitzera on 2 different occasions, therefore, even on the tzad that he was a Mitzera Mukhlet, he already completed his process of becoming Tar from being a Mitzera, and therefore, at this point, he could definitely eat Kachim. And the Brisa continues, Shlishis, when he goes and he has to do his 3rd Taglachas, at this point, once again, there are only 2 Sveikas, as certainly at this point, he completed his process of being a Mitzera Mukhlet, and even if he was a Mitzera Mukhlet, this Taglachas is definitely not because he was a Mitzera. However, it's possible that really Reuven was a Mitzera Mukhlet, and he was also Tamei Meis, and therefore he needs a Taglachas in order to complete his process of another Tamei, and then he would have to restart his Nazirus B'Taira, and therefore count another 30 days after this point. Now in reality, if he was originally a Mitzera Mukhlet, and he was also a Nazir that was Tamei Meis, then really he should only have to wait another 7 days after he completes his Taglachas period for being a Mitzera, and after he completes his Yemei Sifrei, and at that point he would be able to cut his hair as a Nazir Tamei, because he already had enough hair, Kedei Lach of Reisha Le'ikrei. However, he has to still wait another 30 days because possibly he was not a Nazir Tameh and he was never Tameh Meis, and therefore at this point he's counting the days of his Nazirus B'Taira, and of course he would have an Issa of Talo Yava Reishai, and that's why he has to wait a full 30 days. At that point he would have to take a 3rd haircut, and this haircut he would only have to shave off the hair of his head, and he would not have to shave off all of his bodily hair, as certainly he's not a Mitzrayim Mukhlet at this point. And the Braisa teaches us that when he cuts his hair and he shaves his hair for his 3rd time, maybe Chatas Oif, at that point he would have to bring a Chatas Oif, because maybe he's a Nazir Tameh, and therefore he would have to bring at least one of his Karbanis in order to be able to shave his hair, Ba'ilus Behema, and he would also bring an Ilus Behema on the Tzad that he's a Nazir Tar. Finally, Revius, at the point when he does his 4th Taglachas, at that point he's definitely not a Mitzrayim Mukhlet anymore, he's definitely not a Tameh Meis any longer, because he already did his process on his 3rd Taglachas, and Nevada at that point he completed his process as a Tameh Meis. However, at this point it's possible that he was originally a Mitzrayim Mukhlet, and therefore the first 2 Taglachas was from the fact that he had to complete his Taira for being a Mitzrayim. His 3rd Taglachas was for the fact that possibly he was a Tameh Meis. The only possibility as to why he has to do his 4th Taglachas is in order to take into account that maybe he was a Vaday Mitzrayim Mukhlet, he was also a Vaday Tameh Meis, and for the last 30 days he was completing his Nazirus process for being a Nazir Tar, and at this point he's going to bring his Karbanes, and he has to do Taglachas by the fact that he's completing his Nazirus B'Taira. Bryce tells us maybe Karban Taira, at this point he would bring all the Karbanes that a Nazir completes his Yemei Taira would bring, which are the Chatas Oila and the Shlomim. Even though he previously brought 3 Oilais by the 3 times that he already did Taglachas, however, on the Tzad that at that point he was Tameh or he was a Mitzera, that Oila was considered a Dava, and Nazir cannot bring his Oila prior to completing his complete days of Nazirus, and since at that point it was still a Suffolk, as maybe he did not go through the days of Nazirus, therefore that Oila would not work for his Kabanis that he has to bring at the end of the Nazirus period, and that's why at this point he would bring 3 Kabanis, he would bring the Oila Shlomim and Chatas, and when he brings the Oila, he once again makes a Tnai, and he would say, if I originally was a Nazir Tar, and if when I brought my original Oila in order to be able to do Taglachas, I actually brought an Oila for my Nazirus period, therefore at this point I'm not Chayiv another Oila, and this Oila should be in the Dava. However, if originally I was a Mitzrayim Mukhlet and I was a Tameh Meis, then my original 3 Oilas were not for my Oilas Nazirus, but it was for an Oilas Adava, and the Oila I'm bringing at this point should be for the completion of my Nazirus period, and that's why I'm bringing an Oila Chathas and a Shlomim. And although while walking through this Braisa, we already explained the exact Pshat of the Braisa, however, the Gemara will now go through this since we already learned these Klalim, therefore it will be much easier. And the Gemara starts Amrit, and as Taisus and the Rosh say, this is as if the Gemara is saying Omamar, that we already learned in the Braisa, Taglachas Rishon, that when you're going and you're doing your first Taglachas, then you may be Tziparim v'chathas oif for Ilus Behema. And the Gemara states, Shach Shapa Kamaisi. And the reason for this is because Mamana Shach, you're bringing the proper Kabonis, the Ivadim Mitzrayahu, if you really Ivadim Mitzrayah, Vilav Tamehu, and at that point you weren't Tamei, and the Rishonim say that you don't have to be Gurus over here, Vilav Tamehu, because it's irrelevant. And this side of the Gemara, we're going that Reuven was Ivadim Mitzrayah, so even if he was Tamei Meis, his first Taglachas will be because he's a Mitzrayah, and therefore Tziperin Chavasai, the two Tziperin that he brings are for his Chayiv based on the fact that he's starting his process of becoming Tayer from being a Mitzrayah Mechut, Vichatz Oif Safik, and then he brings a Chatz Oif on the Tzad that he maybe was a Tamei Meis, and therefore that Chatz Oif will not be able to be eaten, but Ozal Pura, you have to go and bury it, or according to the Mandama that says, a Chatz Oif that comes on Safik will have to be burnt, you'll have to burn it. Since it's a Tzad that he wasn't a Tamei Meis, and he also wasn't a Mitzrayah Mechut, therefore he already completed his process as a Nazir B'Tayra, and therefore he has to bring an Oila, but he would make a Tanai and say, if I'm Chayiv to bring this Oila now, as my Nazir's period has completed, therefore it should be a regular Oila for my Nazir's period, and if I'm not really Chayiv to bring this Oila, as I did not complete my Nazir's B'Tayra, because I was either Tamei Meis, or I was Mitzrayah Mechut, then this Oila should be as a Nadava, and as the Gemara says, V'Oila have a Nadava. Gemara now sticks in a point that we already made, that L'Chayra, when it comes to the second Taglachas, it's sad that he's a Mitzrayah Mechut, L'Chayra, he should be able to go and shave his head and shave his body after 7 days, and why does he have to wait another 30 days? Gemara explains, it's impossible for him to go and do the second taglachas day 7 after he does his previous taglachas, the Dilma Lab Mukhlaru, because maybe he really wasn't a Mitzrayah Mukhlat and he was only a Tamei Meis. Therefore, the second 30 day period is really for his Yemei Taira of a Nazir. Of course, since during these 30 days, there's a possibility that he's a Nazir, Rahmana Oma, and the Torah states, Talo Yavo Reisha Ad Melois, and we can't say that Safik Mitzrayah could be Deicha, Vade Issa Dereisa of Talo Yavo Reisha. This question of the Gemara, as well as the Teretz, is really also regarding the first Taglachas, as why does he have to wait 30 days in order to start his Taglachas period, and why couldn't the Mitzrayah, immediately upon becoming healed from being Mitzrayah, go and do Taglachas on that day, and why did the Gemara state that he can only do the first Taglachas after 30 days? Gemara now goes back to discuss the reasoning why he brings those types of Kabbanis at the end of his first Taglachas period, V'ilab Mitzrayah Vadei Havei, because at that point, if he really was never Mitzrayah Mukhlat at all, but he was Tamei Meis, then Chatas Oif Chad Vasai, at this point, since he was Tamei Meis, he has a Chiyuv to bring three Kabbanis, he has a Chiyuv to bring an Hashem Nazir, as well as a Chatas and Oil Saif, and as we said, since the Chatas Oif could be brought on Safik, therefore he'll bring his Chatas Oif, since he at least brought one of his Kabbanis, therefore he'll be able to be Galeach on the Tzad that he was potentially a Tamei Meis, even though he wasn't a Mitzrayah at all, with Tziporin of Reikah Mesabdin, V'Leah Vechulun Bazara, and by the fact that these Tziporin never are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're not considered Kabbanis, therefore, of course, there's no problem with bringing them as they're not considered Chulun Bazara. They're also not considered Kachim, and therefore, there's no problem of Shchut Echutz either. And on the Tzad that he was a Tamei Meis, so therefore, he really didn't have to bring this Oila since he is not completing his Nazir period. However, he'll make a Tanai and he'll say, if at this point I wasn't a Nazir, but Tyra, and I didn't complete my Nazir's process, this Oila should be a Nadava. Gemara continues to explain, V'ilav Mitzrayahu V'ilav Tamehu, and if Reuven was not only not a Mitzrayah Mukhlat, but he also was not a Tamei Meis, and therefore his first 30 days were really counted towards the Zir's process, and he completed his Zir's process after 30 days, so Tziporin Avreka Mesavdin, there was nothing wrong with him bringing those Tziporin, because as we said before, there's no problem of Chulun Bazara, and not a problem of Shchut Echutz, Chatzah if L'Kfura, and a Chatzah could be brought out of Suffolk, that's why you can't eat it, and it'll go L'Kfura, and Oilus Behema, Havichad Vasai, and the Oilus Behema that he brought will actually be brought properly, because he was an actual Nazir that completed his Zir's process. Therefore, based on this Cheshbin, Meman of Shach, Reuven has a right to go and do Taglachas Rishayna, and there is no Issa of Talo Yavo Rishay, and that's why we have to go through this entire process. However, the Gemara now is, V'Boy Yosham, Chira Nazir, who is Tamei, needs to bring an Hashem Nazir, and L'maisa, he did not bring an Hashem Nazir, and the Gemara says, In Chinami, Rab Shimhi, our Bryce is going like Rab Shimon, the Amma Maisu Masni, that in Chinami, he would be able to bring the Hashem Nazir, and he would actually do it out tonight, and he would say, if I'm Chayiv an Hashem Nazir, because I was Tamei Meis, then this should be for my Hashem Nazir, and if I'm not Chayiv, because I wasn't Tamei Meis, then it should be as a Shami Nedava. Now, 2 points. First of all, by the fact that the Gemara does not discuss the Oila Sa'if, like Taisa said previously, that really this Nazir Tamei would not only bring a Chata Sa'if, but he would also bring an Oila Sa'if as well. Number two, Taisa points out in Daf Nun Heyon Beis that even according to Rabbanon, it's possible that you would not bring an Hashem Nazir Tamei, as that's not Ma'akiv, just like we stated that the Oila Sa'if would not necessarily be Ma'akiv either, as long as he brought one carbon and he brought a Chata Sa'if, then he would be able to do Taglachas, because in Gila Achus Mehen Yotza. And the Gemara continues to discuss the Kabbana Tanais that a Nazir who was a Safek of his Mitzrayim Mukhlet and a Safek of his Tamei Meis would bring during the time that he goes and cuts his hair for the second and third period. And the Gemara states, Taglach Shnei Vishlishes, Tziburin Leitzarech, in both cases you don't need Tziburin, Da'avid, because if he was a Mitzrayim Mukhlet, he already brought those Tziburin at the first Taglachas, and a Mitzrayim Mukhlet only brings those Kabanis on the first day of his entire process and not on day 8. Ma'ika, what are the possibilities over here? So B'negeir, the second Taglachas, Dilma Vade Mukhletu, maybe he really was a Mitzrayim Mukhlet, and therefore this is the second time that he has to go and shave his hair. And at this point, as an usher, he really has to bring two kvasim, one is an usher and one is an oilah, and a kafsa achas l'chatas, for he has a right to be mafkiz n'chosim and be considered ani, then only bring a chatas oif. And therefore the Gemara says, chad l'safik sifrei, the reason why he has to bring a chatas oif is based on the fact that he's a safik, that maybe this is his eighth day, and therefore he has to bring one of the kabanis for being a mitzrayim mukhlet. And when he cuts his hair the third time, then he has to bring a chatas oif as well, if he was a mitzrayim mukhlet and he was also a tamei meis, then his first two taglachas was for the fact that he was a mitzrayim mukhlet, and his third taglachas is for the fact that he was tamei meis, and that's why he has to bring at least one of those kabanis, and he has to bring that chatas oif. And as the Gemara states, v'chadol safek tumasai, and he also has to bring one chatas oif for his third taglachas, because maybe he's tamei meis. That is why both by the taglachas shnia as well as taglachas shlishis, this person would have to bring a chatas oif, and in addition he has to bring an oil beima, because in both we have to be mesupik. At this point he may have just completed his azirus b'tayra, and therefore in order to shave his hair he has to bring at least one of his kabanis, and therefore he'll bring his oil beima al tanai. And finally the Gemara explains taglachas revius, at the point when he shaves his hair for the fourth time, maybe korban tayra masni, at that point there is only one possibility that potentially he is a nazitar and he completed his azirus process at this point, and therefore at the point when he wants to shave his head for the fourth time he has to bring all his kabanis, and he'll make a tanai b'negeda oila, and he say, if I brought the oila properly beforehand, so then this should be an oila sedava, and if I didn't have a right to bring that oila because at that point I was either a nazir tamei or I was a mitzrayim mukhlet, then this oila together with the shlamim chatas will all be for my completion of my nazirus b'tayra. And as the Gemara continues in daf samach on beis and explains the tanai, the ivade nazir, who if I was a vade nazir, I never was a mitzrayim mukhlet, I never was tamei meis, one of my original oilas was for my chayiv v'zunadava, and this oila I'm bringing at this point will be only for an oila sedava. And if I was both a tamei meis as well as a mitzrayim mukhlet, so therefore at this point I'm a nazir tar and I only completed my nazirus at this point, so oil rishayin nedava, all my oilas that I originally brought are nedavas v'zu chayva, and this oil I'm bringing at this point will be for my chayv v'zeh shakabonai, and this is my shlama and my chatas that I have to bring by the fact that I completed my nazirus period. And keep in mind that although on the tzad that he already brought his oila as a chayv originally and now he's bringing his shlama and chatas and they're not being brought at the same time, however we learned before in the Mishnah that there's no problem of maybe kabanais of the chatzayin, and the nazir can bring his kabanais at different periods of time. The Gemara continues and we'll go through three other possibilities. Tamei safek u'muchlu vaday, if this nazir was misupik, if he ever became tamei meis, but he definitely knows that he's vaday mitzrayim muchlet, so oichel b'kachim l'achash shmoni yamim, then certainly after 8 days he'll be able to eat kachim v'shoyis yayin mitam l'meisim l'achash shishim v'shiv yamim, and he'll be able to drink wine and be mitam l'meisim after 67 days. The cheshbon is very simple, that since we know that certainly he's mitzrayim muchlet, so therefore that definitely takes precedence and knocks off any nazirus period, and therefore right after he completes his mitzrayim period he would on day one go and bring his two tzibayim. He would also shave off all of his bodily hair. He would then wait 7 days, and on day 7 he would shave his body again, and then on day 8 he would bring his kabanis as a mitzrayim muchlet. And as long as during the first 7 days he also did hazaras of bei paraduma on the 3rd and 7th day that he was tamei meis, and if he also went to the mikvah, then at this point he certainly will be able to eat kachim. Now after these days he's definitely not a mitzrayim mukhlet any longer and he's definitely tar. However, we now have a suffix if this nazir was a tamei meis or if he was never a tamei meis. Therefore, he has to wait another 30 days before doing his third taglachas as potentially he was a nazir tar, and these are the days of his completion of the nazirus b'tayra, and then he would go and shave his hair and he would bring a chatas ha'oif and a oil sa'oif al tanai. Since it's possible he was tamei meis, therefore he would now have to restart his nazirus period and he would have to wait another 30 days, and at the end of that 30 day period he could go and shave his head once again and bring the kabanis for completing his nazir's period, and he would bring an oila shlamim l'chatas, and once again he would make a tnai when he brings the oila as to the possibility that maybe at this point he already brought his oila for his chayiv, and therefore this oila should be an oila sedava. And the Gemara continues with the second possibility, muchlet safek v'tamei vaday, if this nazir was a safek if he became a mitzrayim muchlet, but he definitely knows that he became tamei meis, so eichel b'kachim l'achas shleishim v'shiv yamim, in this case he would not be able to go and do his entire process for being a mitzrayim right away, because possibly he was not a mitzrayim and he can't cut his hair Tzir until he becomes Tar from being Tameh Meis, and therefore he have to wait 7 days. He'd become Tar from his Tumas Meis, which he was Vade Tameh Meis. At that point, he would shave his head, either because he's Tameh Meis, or because potentially he's a Metzera Mechlet. He would bring Tzipurim, and he would also bring a Chatas Oif, but in this case, he would not have to bring an Oil Saif at all. There is no Tzad that he was a Nazir that completed his Zizus Betaira, since we know for certain that he was Tameh Meis. And at this point, the Nazir would have to wait another 30 days in order to be able to do his second haircut, since it's possible that he wasn't a Metzera Mechlet, and he was only a Tameh Meis, and therefore, at this point, he actually is during his process of being a Nazitar, and the Issa of Talo Yava Reishai would apply, and that's why only after 3 days he could once again go and do his second Taglachas. And at that point, he would have to bring a Chatas Oif going through the process of becoming Tar from being a Metzera, and he would bring this on the 38th day. He would also bring an Oilus Behema on the Tzad that he was a Nazir that was Tar, as he never was a Metzera Mechlet. And at that point, Mimon of Shachri would be able to eat Kachim. However, Vishoisi Yainim, Metamal Mesim, he will only be able to drink wine, be Metamal Mesim, Achas Shivim Vaboyamim, after 74 days. Possibly on the 37th day, when he did his second Taglachas, he was actually Metzera Mechlet, and therefore at this point, he's Vadei Tameh Meis, and he Vadei has to go through the process of being a Nazir Tar as well. Therefore, on day 44, 7 days later, after he has a growth, which is Kedei Lokif Reish L'Ikrai, he will be able to cut his hair as a Nazir Tameh and restart his Nazir's process, since he was Vadei Tameh Meis. Therefore, there's no suffix as to his Kabanis, and he will bring all the 3 Kabanis that Nazir Tameh brings, and he would bring an Hashem Nazir, a Chatas Oif, as well as an Oilus Oif. And certainly at this point, he would not have to bring an Oilus Behema, because there's no question that in this 30-day period, he was not a Nazir Tar. He would now have to count another 30 days to be able to complete his Zeris Betaira, and at that point, he would have to bring all 3 of his Kabanis. He would have to bring a Chatas Oil and Shlamim, and once again, he would have to shave his hair, because he completed his Zeris process. And finally, the Gemara goes through the last possibility. If there's a Nazir who was a Vade Nazir, and he was Tummy Vade, he was also Tummy Meis Bevadai, and he was also Mukhlet Vadai, and he was also Mitzera Mukhlet, so then in that case, of course, he has to become Tar from being a Mitzera first, then he'll have to become Tar and complete his Nazir's Betuma, and then he'll complete his Nazir's Betaira. So therefore, in this case, it would be very simple. He'll be able to eat Kachim after 8 days, as long as he had Azorus of Paraduma on the 3rd and 7th day and went to the Mikvah, and therefore he's not Tameh Meis any longer. On day 1, he would start Yemei Sifrei, and on day 8, he'd complete his Yemei Sifrei, and he'd bring his 2 Tzipurim, and after shaving his hair on day number 7, he would also bring his Kabanis that a Mitzrayim brings on day number 8. He would then have to wait until day 14 in order to have enough hair, Kedei Lokif Reish L'Ikrai, and in order to be able to have a Taglachas because he was Tameh Meis. And at that point, he would bring 3 Kabanis. He would bring the Hashem Nazir and the Chatas Oil Saif, and he would restart his Nazir's count at that point, and he would count an additional 30 days, and then at the completion of the Nazir's Betaira, he would cut his hair once again, and he would bring his 3 Kabanis, his Oila, his Chatas, and his Shlamim. And that's why the Gemara states, V'shoisi Yainim Tamal Mesim, that he could drink wine and be Metamal Mesim, La'acha Boim Va'bal Yomim, after he completes a 44-day process. And the Gemara continues, and we took for granted all along through the Sugya that a person who is a Nazir, who that's either Tar or that's a Nazir Tameh, and is also a Mitzrayim Mukhlet, cannot use the same Taglachas in order to satisfy his requirement of Taglachas for being a Mitzrayim Mukhlet, as well as for being a Nazir Tar or a Nazir Tameh. And the Gemara will now discuss this point, and even though from the Rosh and from Taisis Mashman, he had a little bit of a different Gersa in our Gemara, but ultimately the same idea comes out, and we will learn our Gemara using our Gersa. And the Gemara states, Shol Talmidim Rav Shimon Meichai, the Talmidim Rav Shimon Meichai asked the Rebbe as follows, Nazir Tar Mitzrayim, Mao Shi Galeach, Taglachas Achas, Va'ilu Leil Kan Al Kan. If a Nazir completes his entire process, and on the same day that he completed his Nazir's process, he became a Mitzrayim Mukhlet, at the end of that point, can he go and use one Taglachas in order to satisfy the requirement of Taglachas, both for being a Mitzrayim Mukhlet and for completing his Nazir's period? Amar Lahen, Rav Shimon Meichai responded, Einam Galeach, one Taglachas will not satisfy the requirement for both, and you need separate Taglachas for each Chiyuv. So Amar Lo, the Talmidim said to him, Lama, why is that? Before we continue with the Gemara, let's just point out different dinim that are shaykh to a Nazir Tar and a Nazir Tameh and to a Mitzera that are going to be relevant to our Gemara. Number one, the Taglachas that a Mitzera does at the end of his 7-day period, or that a Nazir does at the end of his completion of the Nazir's period, B'tayra, are both based on the same Yisoid. The Gemara will say, Zela Hava V'Zela Hava, both of them are in order to remove the hair. As Taisa says, Kleiman Nazir L'Hava Sar Mikol V'Kol, that the reason why Nazir shaves his hair at the end of his Nazir's process is to remove all of his hair. As at this point, he doesn't need his hair to grow as a mitzvah. The same is true for Mitzrayah on his second Taglachas period, because at that point, he's also shaving his entire body, and at that point, he doesn't care if it grows any further, as there's no further mitzvah. However, there's also a similarity party between a Nazir that became Tamei Meis that shaves his hair and a Mitzrayah on day number one of his entire process, as in both those cases, the reason why they're shaving their hair is in order for it to grow in the future and in order them to have a growth that they should be able to cut it in the future, as a Nazir Tamei has to cut his hair 30 days later when he completes his Nazir B'Tayra, and a Mitzrayah Mukhlet has to cut his hair in order that 7 days later he can recut his hair once he completes his Yemei Sifrei, his 7 day period that he becomes Tar. As the Gemara will state, Zel Gadel v'Zel Gadel. Number two, a Nazir Tar shaves his head after Zrikas Adam, while a Nazir Tamei and a Mitzrayah on day number seven, they shave their hair before Zrikas Adam. One more chiluk is that a Nazir Tamei shaves his hair only after he goes to the mikvah, while a Mitzrayah shaves his hair before he goes to the mikvah. Based on these Yisaitis, let's see our Gemara. So Amar Lahen, Rav Shimon ben Yochai responded to that Shaila that you can't compare the case of a Nazir Tar to the case of Mitzrayah who's cutting his hair on the first day of his entire process. One taglachas cannot work for both because they're not coming for the same purpose. Ilu zel gadol v'zel gadol, as if both of the reasons why you're shaving your hair is in order for them to have future growth, possibly you could be correct that you could have one taglachas for both, and the same would be v'zel ahave, if the purpose for both shavings is in order to remove all your hair and not care about further growth, then you would also be correct that maybe one taglachas could work for both, and therefore yafa atam amrin. However, achshav nazir lahave mitzrayah legadol, at this point we're talking about a nazir at the end of his entire process, and the reason why he's shaving his hair at that point is in order to remove his hair, and the reason why the Mitzrayah is shaving his hair the first time is in order for his hair to grow for the next 7 days, and therefore, since they're for different purposes, so therefore one taglachas cannot work for both. After hearing this response from Rav Shimon ben Yochai, so the Talmidim said back to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, v'loy sal loy lumei chalutai v'sal loy lumei sifrei, ein echanami, correct, that you can't use the taglachas which is done for the first time that you're shaving hair during your process of becoming tar as a Mitzrayah. You should be able to have one taglachas that will work for a person that is going and shaving his head for his second taglachas for being a Mitzrayah Mukhlet and for the completion of his Zizir's B'Tayra, as both of those shavings have the same purpose. Zelahava v'zelahava, in both cases, the reason why you're shaving off your hair is to remove your hair, and you don't have any reason that you want this hair to regrow. And V'amar lahen, and Rav Shimon ben Yochai once again responded to Talmidim, Ilu zelafdei zrikas damim v'zelafdei zrikas damim yafa atam omrim, the taglachas for a Mitzrayah Mukhlet on day number seven and the taglachas for a Nazir at the end of his completion of his Zizir's process would both happen after Zrikas Dam, then we could say that they're coming for the same purpose. However, this is not true. Ela achsha Mitzrayah lefnei Zrikas Damim, since we know that a Mitzrayah shaves his hair before Zrikas Damim, v'Nazir la'achas Zrikas Damim, and as we know, a Nazir shaves his hair after Zrikas Damim, as he has to bring at least one carbon in order to be able to shave his hair. So therefore, you can use the same taglachas for the din of Mitzrayah and for the completion process of a Nazir who was tar. And Talmidim continued and asked, v'loy sal loy lemei tzirasiv v'nazirusai, that ein echanami, you're correct, and you brought us a reason why you can't use one taglachas for either the first or the second taglachas of a Mitzrayah Mukhlet, and use the same taglachas for a Nazir who completed his Zir's B'Tayra. However, he still didn't explain to me why you can't use this same taglachas for the first taglachas of a Mitzrayah on day number one and the taglachas of a Nazir Tamei. As L'Chayru, the reason for both of these taglachas are for the same purpose, as Zel Gadol v'Zel Gadol, as in both cases you want your hair to grow afterwards. It's after the Mitzrayah shaves his hair on day number one, he wants to shave his hair once again on day number seven. After a Nazir shaves his hair, he also has to wait another 30 days for his Nazir's B'Tayra and once again have a chiv to shave his hair. In this case, they also have the same din, b'degei Zrikas Damim, as a Nazir Tamei and a Mitzrayah on day number one are Megalech before Zrikas Adam. As b'degei and Mitzrayah, there is no Zrikas Adam since there are no Kabbonis, as he only brings Shtei Tziporim, which, as we explained, are not really Kabbonis at all. A Nazir who's Tamei actually cuts his hair on day number seven and only brings his Kabbonis on day number eight. Though the Mefarish does not explain the Gemara this way, it seems to be the simplest way to learn our Gemara. Once again, Omar Lahen, Rav Shimon Gamliel responded to Talmidim, Ilu zel lefnei bias mayim, v'zel lefnei bias mayim, yafa atam oimrim, if the din of taglachas of Mitzrayah when he cuts his hair the first time and the din of Nazir Betuma would be the same din and both of them would happen prior to going to the mikvah, then I would tell you that they have the same purpose and therefore one taglachas could work for both. El tamei la'acha bias mayim. However, since we know that the taglachas for tamei meis only happens after he goes to the mikvah and Mitzrayah lefnei bias mayim, and the first taglachas of a Mitzrayah Mukhlet happens before he goes to the mikvah, as the pasuk says, v'gilach es kol sa'arai v'rachas b'mayim v'tara, that only after he does taglachas then he goes to the mikvah. Therefore, since we see a difference in the dinim of the taglachas, so therefore it can't be based on the same side, and that's why one taglachas cannot work for both. And really, at this point, the Gemara went through every option. However, Taisus is now gairus over here, Mishnah Achrina, and the Gemara goes through the same question once again, and someone echoes the next few lines of the Gemara. So the Gemara continues, Amulai, that they said back to Rabbi Shimon Bechai, Yafa Mach, one Taglachas cannot work either one of his Taglachas as a Mitzayrah and for completing his Nazir's Betayrah, as we already explained. However, still you should be able to have one Taglachas to work both for his first Taglachas as a Mitzayrah and for his Taglachas if he was a Tamei Meis. As the Gemara says, the Zel Legadol v'Zel Legadol, who, because both have the same purpose, as afterwards you want to have your hair grow because you need to cut your hair once again. So Amalahen, and Rabbi Shimon Bechai responded back, Im Nazatar v'hu Mitzayrah Zel Legadol v'Zel Lahaver. As I explained before, if he was a Nazatar and now it's your first time that you're cutting your hair as a Mitzayrah, so then they have different purposes in Zel Legadol v'Zel Lahaver. Vim Nazatameh v'hu Mitzayrah. And if he's currently a Nazatameh, he also has to do Taglachas based on his first time of the entire process for a Mitzayrah. In this case, both of his Taglachas are Legadol, and they're both also Lefnei Zrikas Damim. However, Zel Lefnei Bias Mayim v'Zel Acher Bias Mayim, as we explained before, that a Nazatameh actually shaves his head after he goes to the mikvah. However, Mitzayrah only goes to the mikvah after he shaves his head, and therefore one Taglachas doesn't work for both. And we continue on Daf Samach Aleph from Aleph, and Tanya Rabchiya brought a brisa that said the same exact thing. If there's a Nazir who was Tamei Meis and has a Chiyuv of Taglachas and he's also a Mitzayrah and he wants to shave his head for the first time and therefore they're both Legadol, one Taglachas cannot work for both. As Zel Lefnei Bias Mayim, the Mitzayrah Muchlet shaves before going to the Mikvah, Vizel Acher Bias Mayim, however Tamei Meis only shaves his hair after he went to the Mikvah. If you want to know why one Taglachas cannot work for a Nazir who is Tara, who is now a Mitzayrah, because Zel Lefnei Zrikas Damim, Vizel Acher Zrikas Damim, as even if it would be a Mitzayrah that is going through the process of his last Taglachas, and therefore they're both Lahaver, but there's still a chil between them, as the second Taglachas of Mitzayrah is done before the Zrikas Dam of his Kabbonis, as he brings his Kabbonis on the eighth day, while of course he knows the Tar that completes his Zir's process and not cut his hair until he brings at least one of his Kabbonis, and therefore his Taglachas only happens after the Zrikas Damim, and that's why one Taglachas cannot work for both, and we will stop over here.